When the River Valley School District created its STEAM Academy in 2022, it naturally called into question the district's commitment to the Indiana County Technology Center. The STEAM Academy offers its own slate of technical education programs, essentially creating a competitive conflict with ICTC. But does it? On Indiana in the Morning on WCCS recently, River Valley Superintendent Philip Martell said he doesn't think so.
You know, we are different than anyone else. Our programs, for the majority, are different. Our students are going to get the best training they can. They'll have the opportunity for industry credentials that they would have nowhere else. So that really is what I believe is a separation factor. And as I said, they're competing with us. We're not competing with them.
Whether it is a competition or not, ICTC's Administrative Director Mike McDermott says River Valley has been transparent about its intentions ever since it announced the STEAM Academy.
From the onset, River Valley has made it clear that they were going to develop programs at the Salzburg location under the STEAM Academy. So in that respect, they were very straightforward. They set forth the statement of saying that they were going to develop programs within their district. So they've carried through with what they said that they were going to do.
ICTC Superintendent of Record, Penns Manor's Darren Johnston, says the school is always evaluating its educational programs, whether or not River Valley STEAM Academy is factored in.
And I will tell you that we've taken a look at every program. Decisions have been made by all 7 board members. So all that information has been shared. We look at our enrollment numbers. We take and assess every single program every year. And then we, if we need, we advance and add programming.
As a founding member of ICTC in 1980, River Valley is obliged by the school charter to pay its share and remain in the compact. ICTC's 2024-25 budget is $7.71 million. River Valley's portion is $648,697. But with its STEAM Academy now operating, fewer River Valley students are attending ICTC, driving up the district's per-student share to more than $32,400 for an academic year. School Board President Rick Harper says that figure is far too high, and he and some board members are willing to settle the question in court. Homer Center Superintendent Ralph Cesari believes River Valley should continue to be a contributing member of the ICTC Compact, but he understands it's a difficult situation.
We certainly want them to continue to be a part of the ICTC. We think we have a real strong group of 7 committed schools here in Indiana County, and we want them to continue to be a part of it. But we understand they're going to make their own individual decisions and what they think is going to serve their students the best. This is just a little tough because whatever decision is made, it impacts the other members of the ICTC.
Penns Manor's Johnston also recognizes the complications for both River Valley and ICTC.
River Valley is doing what they feel is the best thing for their students. We will continue to do what we feel is the best for all the school districts in the county, here as 6 other school districts representing the county.
Ultimately, each school district involved in the ICTC must approve River Valley leaving, or a court could separate them. Either way, River Valley and ICTC's other member schools are entangled in a very expensive, divisive quandary, and it may be quite a while before they figure their way out. Until they do, every taxpayer in Indiana County is tangled up with them. For your hometown radio station, I'm Todd Marino.